Okay, Luke 21. The reference here, we're not going to read all these verses, but you could scan the first few verses there in Luke 21, where the Lord Jesus is watching the rich in verse 1 and 2. He's watching the rich in verse 1. He sees a poor widow in verse 2, putting in two mites. I just want to point out, this widow was making a choice at that moment that we want you to think about. We have four principles for how Christian giving should take place. And before that, there's the choice, do I care about Christian giving? Do I care about God's ability to use my money? I love the fact that she had two mites, because it says in Mark that two mites make a farthing. Now, I don't know what the value of a mite or a farthing is, but they're clearly very small pieces of money. But however, she had two mites. They equaled one larger piece of money. Let's say that she had two nickels and it equals a dime. Let's just, for the purposes of illustration. Now, she didn't have the dime, right? She had two coins that equaled the dime. But the two coins, she could have given one and kept for her, the other for herself, and it would have been a massively, percentage-wise, a massive gift. But she gave two. And I think that's such a clear indication that God loves to watch us give. It says on the handout, what can you do with $50? You might not have $50 to even think about giving. But you might have five. You might have two. You might have one. Or if you have one a week, then in a while, you have 50 eventually. What are you going to do with the money you do have? What are the choices that you can make? We want to encourage you to just put that, tuck that away as a piece of Christian maturity, is considering how to use your finances, how to use your material possessions for the Lord. It's a wonderful way to watch God take the little bit you have and find out what he can do with it, far more than you would ever think. Just one other thing, just as an illustration of this, a natural illustration of this. If you are one to use the internet, go to Google and type in Time Magazine, What the World Eats. Time Magazine, What the World Eats. And there's a pictorial representation there of various families from around the world. This is not a spiritual thing at all. It's just somebody who found an interesting idea. But it will shock you when you see the contrast of families in first and second world countries with plenty of food on the table and spending $300, $400, $500 for their families. And then you see a family who their meal for the week cost about $1.23. Your choices God can use in many places far more than you can even get out of that money here. Think about what God can do with your money. And may God encourage you and bless you as you consider that. Thank you again for your time.
There's a verse in the book of Psalms. It says he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And, you know, it's my son Jason works for a boss, and he's reminded me of that several times. He says, well, my boss, he owns cattle on a thousand hills. And when we really come to understand that we are not our own, you know, Christ, he paid the ultimate price, and he purchased for himself a people. And you and I are that people. And when we get a hold of the fact that everything that we have, everything that we are, it's his. And he's given it to us to use, and we have a responsibility to answer to him, what did you do with what was given to you, and how did you use it? He's given it to us to use, and he's looking for a response. because it's his. It's not ours anyways. And that's what we really got to get a hold of. And since he is the mighty man of wealth, there's no shortage. There's no shortage. All right.